On the day following, when they had come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing in a distance a fig tree covered with leaves. Now listen. He went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. That's why he went to it. If it had leaves on it, it should have had some fruit on it. That's why he went to it. All right. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the season had not yet come. And I thought about it, and he reminded me. He said, you know, you do the same thing, your plum tree. You know, you go out there and you know the season hadn't fully come, because around middle of June when they really get ripe, because of hot weather and cold weather messed them up this time. I had two or three plums. But you go out there and it's some plums on there ready before the full season comes. Right? Well, same thing with figs. They should have had some figs on it. If the leaves was on that tree, it should have been some figs on it. So, verse 14. And he said to it, no one ever again shall eat fruit from you. And the disciple was listening to what he said. And they came to Jerusalem, and he went into the temple area, the porches and court, and began to drive out those that sold and bought in the temple area. And he overthrew the four-footed table of the money changers and the seats of those who dealt in doves. Verse 16, and he would not permit anyone to carry any household equipment through the temple enclosed, thus making the temple area a shortcut traffic lane. In other words, he wouldn't let them go through the temple to have a shortcut. He said, you take yourself and go on around, because you brought this stuff up here. You had no business bringing it in here. Don't be trying to take a shortcut to get it out. Get on out of here. So he would not allow them to go through and take a shortcut. You get it out of here. You drug it up in here. Now get it out. You know, when you drag a lot of stuff, you want a shortcut to get it out. He said, no, you get it out of here. Don't you go through the temple. Now watch what he said. Enough said about that. And verse 17, and he taught and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer for all nations. And he paused. He had me to stop right there when I was reading the script. He said, my house shall be called the house of prayer for all nations. He said, Israel didn't get it then, but I said it. They were still thinking that I came only to Israel. But my house shall be called the house of prayer for all people. I don't care where you are, what place you are located on planet Earth, God wants you. God loves you. Did you hear what I said? We have gotten stuck on colors and positions and all the other things, but God wants people. It was his idea. It was his plan. He is the creator. He created human beings. The devil didn't do it. Man tried to do it. You know, we got robots, but still it can't take the place of a human being. It can give it all the motion and movement, but it can't give it life. Yeah. I know I'm right. Because he's the only source of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, thank God for all the thing that medicine and in the field of medicine and even in science, all the thing they have accomplished, have achieved. You go in the hospital, they got some kind of equipment. You know, they got all kind of stuff. But when they get right down to it, they can shock you. They can put tubes in you. They can put oxygen to you. They can put all kind of stuff to you. But when they get right down to it, they can't make you live. But I know someone. When they give up and say, you're dead, somebody say, come back. He can make you live again. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I don't know, my iPad getting old or just trying to act funny. Amen. Here we go. He said, I read verse 17. Let's read it again. And he taught them, and he taught and said to them, it is written, my house shall be called what? The house of prayer for all nations. But you have turned it into a den of what have they did? What did they do? What did they do? Turn it into a den of thieves. You know, and he brought these thoughts across my mind. When you're supposed to be preaching the gospel, I'm supposed to be teaching. And I'm teaching you God won't heal. That laying on hands of stuff is of the devil. Because that's what I'm up here saying. That Holy Ghost talking in tongues of the devil. I have turned God's house into something that's not God. Because God is a healer. Come on. And we don't watch it. We find people go to get help. And they run up into a house that's full of thieves and robbers. Robbing you of your faith. Robbing you of your health. Robbing you of your prosperity. Robbing you of your way, your most precious way to communicate with the Father. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Glory to God.